Hey, this is Wes. So I was texting with Will yesterday about an article he sent, and the article was titled "The Making of a Brand," and it was such a good article. The guy was talking about how companies that end up with great brands, they earned it, and anybody would agree with this. Like, you can't, he said, you can't create a brand. You can create a company, and you can create marketing. You can create a slick design. You can create a great team, get the right people, but you have to earn the brand, and it doesn't happen fast. It happens over a long period of time. But if you're able to do it, it can be really, really powerful. So much so that there are great brands that have good enough products. Their products aren't great. Their products maybe aren't the best in that industry, but their brand is. And the reason he said was that they are offering a repetitive, consistent experience for their customer. And the customer knows what to expect. So what the customer gets today, what they got yesterday, they can count on that being the same tomorrow or next month or next year. They count on it. They can expect a level of service. And they expect it because it's happened over time. And the company has earned their confidence and respect, and is creating a great brand. So this collided with an email from a guy that I was responding to, actually several responses back and forth, and it was the guy works for a company that helps entrepreneurs and businesses prepare their companies to sell. And they come in and they're like merger and acquisition guys, and they help with a lot of the difficult stuff and negotiation, and they help companies, I guess, reach their maximum potential and help them become attractive to the buyer and all that. So, of course, I could ignore these, but this one I felt like, because they said they'd heard great things about us and mentioned our brand, and they're digging into the restaurant industry, and they probably have some clients that sell to restaurants, and they've heard a lot of things about us, so they want to meet with us. And I said, hey, we're not looking to sell. I responded because I felt like I had to. I felt like just not all companies that are that have success and that are working on a great brand and are have a good brand name want to sell it, right? So I said, look, we're not looking to sell. Heads down, doing our thing. Thanks for the email. And then he responds back and says, well, I should let you know that sometimes we work for years with our clients. Even though you're not wanting to sell today, it might be worth a conversation to tell you what we do and all that. And I'm thinking, God, now this sounds worse, right? Like, okay, I've told you we're not looking to sell, but what would make me want to get involved and get distracted with you guys to start talking about how we need to change our business so we can sell it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years from now? We're good. We're good. I feel confident that our company can figure all that out if that ever happened. Like, we're good. And so he finally responded back and said, okay, I get it. You don't need our services, but I'd like to have a call with you because I'm personally interested in learning how you guys are doing well in an industry with venture-backed giants. You're up against venture-backed giants. That's exactly what he said. And that consistency and repetition and creating a great brand, that's it. It's like those two things collided. That is it. And so if you compare us, this is kind of what I told the guy, to a venture-backed business, they're under intense pressure to grow faster, right? They're under pressure to compete with other venture-backed companies. And that's a race we're not in. That's not one that I want to be in. We don't want to be in. So we're not adding stuff because keeping up with the competition, one-upping everybody. We're not trying to become the leader of this. We're trying to, and we are offering a repetitive, consistent experience for our customer. That's why people love it. That's like Chick-fil-A. When you go, you drive into the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, you know they're going to say, my pleasure. and you know they're going to deliver you a hot Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries that's exactly the same every time. They're not trying to compete with all the other fast food options by doing what they're doing. They're not. They're doing their thing. They're just staying consistent and repetitive, and they crush it, right? For our little corner of the market and our little niche, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make these people so happy and know what to expect and not change it. Investors would worry about our competition, and we would be changing our software and our products, and we'd be adding partners, and we'd be integrating. We'd be doing lots of things that don't create a consistent, repetitive experience for the customer. That's it. So I don't know. It's so awesome to read something that you're like, yes, yes, because I can lose confidence. I mean, running a company, it's a roller coaster ride. You can read something that makes you go, gosh, we're done, or oh my gosh, are we doing the right thing? And then you can read something that's like, you know what? Yes, other people think that. So that's the whole point of this podcast, I think, too, is there are other people that think like you're thinking, and just keep trucking. Ignore the competition. Just do what you do well and create a consistent experience. That's what we're trying to do. Don't change it on them just because there's outside forces that are causing it to change, or there's reading too much about your competition and worried you need to add more. Like, just if it's good and the customer loves it, create a great experience for them and just keep trucking. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great day.